couple had left their home just after six to go to church in Sionmill, and when they came back then they discovered that their house had been broken into. The only thing that was taken was gold, jewellery, and they didn't take a laptop or anything like that. When they also rang the police to report this crime, and after about half an hour then the police rang them back and told them there'd be nobody there. The police wouldn't come to the scene of the crime, and the detectives would be out the next day. And I'm calling on the commander and Mr. Vanier to answer this question. Why not? This doesn't bode well within the community. And I put in PTSD as well as others as well.
Is it the case that there were so many other incidents in the wider area that night that the police simply did not have the personnel?
No. Yes, there was another burglary in Sionmill and two in Newton Street as well. But we've been told that there was a police lockdown in the Savannah area that evening. Don't know why, and we haven't got down to the guts why that was. Why there was a lockdown, and we're still waiting on the police to confirm that, why they didn't go out. But I think in more cases, we've had elderly people robbed in the Savannah area, in Tullymore Road and Clary, the brothers and sisters, a gentleman out at Ahabrack recently, and now this is an elderly couple's home robbed while they were out.
And you're hoping that you will get some answers from the police. Have you made any arrangements to meet with them or to consult with them?
Well, we haven't made any arrangements because this has all just come to light, and we've got the bank holiday today in the north. But I will be looking at answers from the PSNA why the police did not send out someone to this elderly couple's home to give them some reassurance after being a victim of a crime.